Hi, and welcome to this Windows 10 Narrator Series Episode 6. And in this demo, I want to take you through some typing and keyboard settings to do with Narrator. So let me first of all jump into Narrator settings, which is Control, Windows, and N for Narrator, or N for November. Do that now.
Add settings window, turn on Narrator, toggle switch on, use Narrator.
Now, sometimes when you go into Narrator settings, particularly in this Windows Insider build, and keep in mind that I am using the Windows Insider build to do these series of podcasts on Windows 10 Narrator, sometimes it says scan mode when it goes in, and sometimes it doesn't. And of course, the way to turn scan mode on and off, i.e. your virtual viewer, if you like, or your virtual navigation to allow you to press H for heading, press your up and down arrows, and press spacebar or enter on controls. Then if I press the Narrator key, and remember that's either caps lock or insert by default. If I do that now, caps lock and spacebar.
Scan off.
I'll turn it off. If I turn it back on again, Narrator plus spacebar.
Scan.
It's back on again. All right. So a few times I've noticed when I've been doing this series, sometimes when I've been doing and playing with some of the features I'm going to be recording about, sometimes scan mode doesn't say scan when you go into Narrator settings in this case. All right. We want to get down to typing. So I'm just going to press H for heading.
Startup options, heading level 2.
That's startup options.
Personalize narrator's voice.
Personalize heading narrator's level 2. Voice.
Change what you hear when reading and interacting. Heading level 2.
Okay, change what you hear when reading.
Change what you hear when typing.
Change heading what level you hear 2. When typing, and that's what we want. So I'm going to press my down arrow key. And the reason why I'm pressing down arrow, because that's actually part of the virtual mode, i.e. scan mode, rather than pressing tab or shift tab, because tab or shift tab will just take me to the straight to controls. It'll skip over the text description. Right, so I'm pressing down arrow.
Hear letters, numbers, and punctuation as you type, checkbox checked.
Okay, hear letters, numbers, and punctuation as you type, and that's currently checked. And of course, to uncheck or check something, you can press spacebar or enter. So if I press space.
Unchecked.
I've unchecked it, I press it again.
Checked.
I've checked it back on again, right? Pressing down arrow again.
Hear words as you type, checkbox checked.
Hear words as you type, and I've currently got mine checked on. So besides having characters echo when I'm typing, such as D-A-V-I-D, when I press, say, a spacebar, punctuation mark, or the enter key, it's going to say the whole word, in this case, David. So mine's currently checked. Pressing down again.
Hear function keys as you type, checkbox checked.
Hear function keys as you type. So when you press F1, F2, up to F12, it's going to say that, particularly in combination with the Alt key. So if you press Alt F4, that you know you've pressed Alt F4 to close down your application. So pressing down again.
Hear arrow, tab, and other navigation keys as you type, checkbox unchecked.
Okay, hear arrow keys, tab key, and other navigation keys as you type. So when you press down arrow, up, left, or right, it's going to say up, down, left, or right. So that would probably be good for a beginning user if you weren't used to the keyboard. So pressing down again.
Hear when toggle keys like caps lock and number lock are turned on or off, checkbox checked.
Okay, so basically hear when your caps lock or number lock key, for example, are toggled, so when they say on or off, and I've got that turned on or checked, and that's quite a useful one to have on. So down again.
Hear shift, alt, and other modifier keys as you type, checkbox unchecked.
Okay, hear shift and alt and other keys as you type. And again, I've got that turned off on mine, but for a beginner user, again, you might want that turned on if you're not 100% used to the keyboard. And of course, it's spacebar to check it or uncheck it or enter as well. So down again.
Change when you receive caps lock warnings while typing.
Okay, so this is about to be a combo box because you don't hear it say checkbox. So if I press down again to the combo box.
Change when you receive caps lock warnings while typing, only when pressing shift, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, so basically this is the setting to get caps lock warning. So if I hit enter now to go into the combo box, and I could have also pressed spacebar.
Only when pressing shift, 2 of 3, selected.
So caps lock warning I've got only when pressing shift. If I press up arrow.
Always, 1 of 3.
Always,
non-selected.
Yeah, it's currently not selected. If I press down.
Only when pressing, don't warn.
3.
3 of 3, non-selected.
Warn, 3 of 3, and that's currently unselected. So I wanted to select number 1 or 3 option. Then I could just hit spacebar and select it. If I just want to abort the combo box in this case, I'm just going to hit the escape key. Top left hand side of my keyboard.
Change when you receive caps lock warnings while typing. Only when pressing shift. combo box, collapsed.
All right, let me press down arrow again.
Only when pressing shift, heading level 2, choose keyboard settings.
And now we're down to keyboard settings now. So if I press my down arrow key.
Select keyboard layout.
Select keyboard layout, because we don't hear any checkbox, we know we're going to hit a combo box. So I press down again.
Select keyboard layout, standard, combo box, collapsed.
So select standard, if I hit enter key, actually I might do the space bar, I'm going to do a change.
Standard, 1 of 2, selected.
So number 1, standard is selected, which is the new Narrator keyboard. If I press down.
Legacy, 2 of 2,
that's legacy, non-selected. The older style before Windows 10. I believe as October last year in 2018. All right, so I don't want to change anything, so I'm going to press Escape. If I wanted to select one of those, I'd just hit the Enter key on it. For example, if I want to use Legacy, I could just hit Enter now on Legacy. So pressing Escape, top left-hand side of my keyboard.
Select keyboard layout, standard, okay, combo box,
down arrow.
Standard, link, learn about the different Narrator keyboard layouts.
Link, learn about the different Narrator keyboard layouts, i.e. an explanation of standard and Legacy. Pressing down again.
Select Narrator Modifier key.
Select Narrator Modifier key, and of course, no checkbox, so it's going to be a combo box. Pressing down.
Select Narrator Modifier key. Caps Lock or Insert. Combo box. Collapsed.
So I've currently got mine set to Caps Lock and Insert, which is the default. If I hit Enter, this
Caps
case.
Lock or Insert. 3 of 3. Selected.
So I'm on 3 of 3. If I press up arrow.
Insert. 2 of
I've
3.
Got insert. Up
non-selected.
Again, not selected.
Caps Lock. 1 of 3, non-selected.
So let's say I just want to make a caps lock. I'm going to press the space bar.
Select Narrator Modifier key, caps lock, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, now it says caps lock. Press it again, I'm going to hit enter.
Caps lock, 1 of 3, selected.
The reason why I'm doing enter and or space bar is just to prove to you that you can do either one, okay? So it doesn't matter which one you use, whatever you're comfortable with. So pressing down.
Insert, 2, caps lock or insert. 3 of 3,
and I want
non-selected.
To switch mine back to caps lock or insert. So hitting enter again.
Select Narrator Modifier key. Caps lock or insert. Combo box. Collapsed.
Pressing down again.
Caps lock or insert. Lock the Narrator key so I don't have to press it for each command checkbox unchecked.
Lock the Narrator key so I don't have to keep pressing it for each Narrator command. I'm not even tempted to even try and use that command at the moment because I'm assuming if I lock it, I won't be able to use my keyboard because it'll think I'm actually doing Narrator commands. So, and I don't know if there's actually a toggle for that one, so I'm not even going to attempt to use that one. And if you're not sure yourself, I'd certainly leave that one alone. That's, to me, that's a little bit on the dangerous side, that one. So pressing down again.
On touch keyboards, activate keys when I lift my finger checkbox checked.
Okay, on touch screen keyboards, activate the key when you lift your finger. And for those people that use VoiceOver, particularly on iOS, it's like the touch typing mode. When you take your finger off the screen, the item will or the key will activate. So down again.
Link, create your own keyboard commands.
So link, create your own keyboard commands. And down again.
Heading level 2, use Narrator cursor.
And we're down to the next heading, which is use Narrator cursor. So let me just show you what my keyboard settings would then currently sound like. So I'm going to press my Windows key on my keyboard here.
Search box, edit, Cortana, start window, scan off.
Okay, you heard it say scan off because I'm now in typing mode in the edit field. So I'm going to type in Notepad, N-O-T-E-P-A-D.
Notepad, desktop app, press right to switch preview, 1 of 4. Selected.
Okay, and that pad is exactly what I want, so I'm going to hit enter.
Text editor, editing, untitled, notepad window.
Okay, so if I start typing, so remember I've got letters turned on, so if I type in David.
Cap D.
A. V. I. D.
Okay, now as soon as I press my space bar, it's going to say the whole word.
Space. David.
Okay, and then John.
Cap J.
O. A. N.
Space.
Space. John.
And then Woodbridge.
Cap W.
O. O. D. B. R. I. D. G. E.
And if I hit the enter key.
Woodbridge.
It's going to say Woodbridge because I also hit the enter key. So basically any punctuation mark, space bar, or in this case the enter key, will actually make the whole word pronounce. Now, if you want to turn off keyboard echo, but leave word mode on, so you just get spoken when you actually are typing the whole word after you press the space bar, etc., You can actually do that on the main keyboard. So if I press narrator key plus number 2 on the top number row of my keyboard, not F2, but number 2.
Character reading off.
I've just turned character reading off. So now if I type in hello world, so I'm going to type in hello. Okay, I just typed in hello. If I press the space bar.
Hello.
Okay, it's now got hello and then world. And if I type a full stop.
World.
It's going to say world. Right, and of course, if I wanted to hit the enter key, now of course I want to turn it back on again, I'm going to do narrator plus 2 again.
Character reading on.
And I've turned it back on again. And reminder again, narrator key can be either your, in my case, caps lock or insert key. All right, so if I type in the world goodbye.
Cap G.
O. D.
Good.
Space.
And then
good.
Bye.
B. Y. E. Period.
Bye.
I've got it back to normal. Now, another little one that you might want to actually have a bit of play with is the caps lock key toggle. So if I press narrator plus 4.
Capitalization reading set to say cap.
I've got say cap. If I press it again.
Capitalization reading disabled.
Disabled. Press it again.
Capitalization reading set to increase pitch.
Increase pitch.
Capitalization reading set to say cap.
So basically you've got in this one, you've got say cap, pitch and disabled.
Capitalization reading disabled.
So
capitalization capitalization reading set to say cap.
So I've got it on say cap now. So if I type in A, capital A.
Cap A.
B.
Cap B.
C.
Cap C.
And press spacebar.
Space. All cap A, B, C.
Set all cap A, B, C. Which is actually quite handy, particularly when you're typing. So that's narrator plus 4.
Capitalization reading disabled.
Okay, and so as you can tell, my enter key wasn't talking. My up and down arrow keys weren't also talking. And if I make it talk by just pressing the up arrow key.
Goodbye. Hello world.
Okay, you heard me that shut the voice up by hitting the control key, and my control key is not talking either. My function keys are not talking because I've got them turned off as well. But I do have my function key for speaking. So when I press Alt F4, even though in my current settings, my Alt key won't talk, it'll say F4. So if I want to close down Notepad, I'm going to press Alt F4.
F, save, button, Notepad dialog. Do you want to save changes to untitled text, read only?
And you heard narrator trying to say the F of F4, but of course the narrator speech took over before it could actually say it, but it still is quite handy. So I'm going to press my tab key, and again you won't hear it speak.
Don't save button.
To don't save, and press my spacebar.
Space link. Create your own keyboard commands. Choose
back
keyboard
to
settings.
The narrator
settings window.
Screen,
scan.
Because that was the last screen we're on, and you can hear scan that's now been turned back on again since we came out of editing. I'm going to press Alt F4 again.
F, recycle bin, 1 of 12.
And again, you can
desktop
hear
desktop list.
Trying
scan
to say
off.
F of F4. So that will complete this demo of the typing echo and keyboard settings. And just towards the end there, I did a bit of a demo in Notepad, launching it and typing into it, and just showed you what my current typing settings were sounding like when I was doing typing, erroring around using the Alt key, F4, etc., etc. So that'll do for the demo, and as always, thank you for listening, and bye for now.